What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ron Ugly is out. Luke Morrow is in. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos behind the glass. You listen to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. I have confirmed. I have confirmed, y'all. Don't stand up and clap or anything. But the Uglies, Ron and Courtney Ugly, they have landed in Atlanta. They are no longer in the land of hurricanes.
Is that my boy, Ron?
Yeah. He's in Atlanta. Trying to get on a 6 o'clock flight to Houston, baby. So it's looking up. They're out of harm's way, out of the hurricane harm's way. They're in Atlanta, and it looks like they're gonna get them on a flight to Houston before midnight. It was planned, by the way. They're gonna get here at like midnight. You know, 6 o'clock flight in Atlanta. That's like 5 o'clock here, ain't it? Atlanta's East Coast, right?
Yeah.
That's like 5 o'clock here. Hell, you'll be back. You'll be in Houston by 7-8 o'clock, man. You'll be able to get you a nice little bite to eat if you want. We're going home and relieving the in-laws. You think Ron will stop and get him a nice grub and a nice drink before he relieves them in-laws? You think he'll get on home and get them kids?
As long as he's ready for Monday's weigh-in.
I was going to say, you're going to make him weigh-in tomorrow, or are you waiting till Monday?
That'd be hateful.
We'll wait on Monday. Okay. It sounds like he's been a bit stressed.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. He's been, no, ain't no doubt about it. He's been stressed. There is no doubt about that.
The showman.
All right, we've got, that's Ron, the show, the Ugly update. Good to hear that they're safe. We've got Astros updates as well. We got some good news on the Astros front. But before the Texans, they practiced today. Big week for the Texans in preparation for the 2025 season and training camp. This is a big week for them. Next Tuesday is cut down date. Got a joint practice with the Detroit Lions. Got a preseason game with the Detroit Lions. And it'll be here pretty quick. It'll be time to cut this roster down and get right and just ride with the guys that make the squad. The offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, Texans' new offensive coordinator, he spoke today after practice. Here is Nick Caley in full.
Made a decision where you're going to call games during the season?
Yeah, I'll be down on the field. Feel good about it. Feel good about both, but I'll be down on the field moving forward.
A little harder to bring the juice to the game from upstairs?
No. No, communication's good either way. I just like, you know, I like to be able to look guys in the eyes and be able to walk over immediately and talk to guys, make adjustments with the coaches, and be able to look guys in the eyes when I communicate with them. Just a little bit more efficient, and, you know, I can cut a few steps out that way.
Coach, what was your assessment about seeing your offense, your play calling with the starters on Saturday?
Yeah, no, I thought they went out and competed. They tried to do exactly what we wanted to do. You know, I thought we were fairly efficient, physical, took care of the football, protected well. I was happy with that. I think it's something to build off of, and we just got to keep moving it from here.
When it comes to the offensive line, would physicality be kind of like an equalizer between the two groups?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think, look, I don't believe in being anything other than the most physical team we can possibly be. I think it allows you to control the line of scrimmage. It carves out, actually takes a 2 or 3 yard gain in the run game to a 4, 5, or 6 yard gain. It wears on people in the fourth quarter, and it's a matter of mental and physical conditioning for us just to continue to push through that. But yeah, I believe in a physical football team, and I think our guys have answered the bell, and they're working to be the most physical version of themselves every single day.
How much was the work this week heading into the joint practice and the final preseason game help solidify that offensive line?
I think every rep counts, to your point. So, you know, there's not one practice I don't think that's any more important than the others. I think it's a cumulative effect, and it all counts for something. So we'll watch this film like we have every other practice, and we'll assess it from there. But, yeah, it all counts.
Nick Chubb has grown over time.
Yeah, I mean, he's as consistent of a human being in terms of his approach. And I feel like he's continuing to get better and better and better. And we only had him for a short time in the spring. We got him here in training camp, and he's continued to grow every single day that he's been out here. He's a really patient runner, has a good feel for pressing landmarks and tracks, and he's just got a really good instinct about running the football.
Is it important for Damian to get end-game action before you trust him? And
Yeah, I would say this. Damian's played a good amount of football. He's a physical, violent runner. You get to see him out here. It's not like this is an unknown commodity. So whatever we feel is best for the reps, that'll be it. But, you know, I've watched Damian. I've had an appreciation for him for a while. And, you know, I think he wants to go out there and just be at his best every single day. And I'm excited to get him back out here with us.
What goes into, from an OC perspective, kind of filling out the running back position and going by committee or by hot hand? Is that just something that happens in game? Do you go into a game saying, we want this guy to do this and that guy to do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a very versatile group of guys as it is right now, as you guys can see. So I think that's a week-to-week deal, a field deal. But we have a lot of trust in whoever's out there. I think you see with that group, they've all, you know, they've taken care of the football in their opportunities. They've been stout in blitz pickup. I've been very impressed with that group in terms of how they fit the window, get pads under pads, protect inside out. The things that the core axioms that we're asking, they've showcased. And I think that, you know, they understand the intent of what we're doing. So I've been happy with all of them.
Taking you back to your former profession as a tight end coach, what did you see in Harrison Bryant that, you know, made you all want to go out and get him? What did you see in front of him after meeting him and talking?
Yeah, I mean, well, Harrison's smart. He's a savvy player. I actually, not dissimilar to Aziz, I was at Florida Atlantic and Chris Hurd had recruited him on our staff down there. I had left, never got a chance to coach him on that staff, and I was on defense at the time. But so I've kind of known about Harrison for a while, appreciated his game. He's a savvy player. Everybody you talk to talks about the work ethic, you know, the intangibles, and you know, he's had production in the league. So he's got some experience and he's versatile, and you know, we'll see how it goes. Been here a couple days and keep on evaluating him.
What's your relationship like with Yahoo Johnson stepping back to the
Yeah, I mean, he's as hard of a working human being as I've ever been around. He studies, he cares, he's got all the traits that you covet in terms of toughness, being an unselfish human being. He's strong, he's tough, he's a great teammate. And I think that, you know, you can't put a premium on guys like that. So I have a lot of respect for him. I obviously have history for him, but he's blended in very, very well since he's been here with Jake's group. And, you know, he's a very versatile guy. We play all those guys, at, whether it's Y or F, they all are interchangeable, and I'm happy he's here with us.
What have you liked about Jake Andrews also since?
Tough and gritty, loves football, works at it. You know, always up in the office watching tape. And he's a ball guy, so you know, been happy with that.
That's Nick Caley, Texans offensive coordinator, in full. It's quick. He talks fast. Got that juice. A couple things that I can take away from that right now. One is Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce was back on the practice field today. We'll talk a little bit more about that in depth moving forward and with our Texans practice report. But Damian Pierce back at practice. Look, I think whether and I don't know, I do not know the fate of Damian Pierce. I have no idea what the future holds. I don't know if he is playing to put film out there so that they can potentially trade him. I don't know if he's tradable. I don't know if this is a guy that doesn't make the team and he ends up signing with somebody, or if given Joe Mixon's situation, this is a guy that they feel like that they absolutely have to have on the roster in Joe Mixon's absence. Again, given that we've already seen Nick Chubb miss time in training camp. I be honest with you, I have no idea how they're going to play their cards at the depth running back position. I think if you look at Jawar Jordan, I think they really like him. I know they like Dari Agumbawale. They're extremely comfortable with playing Dari Agumbawale. You know, there's obviously Woody Marks is coming. I really like Woody Marks and what he brings to the table, but I am aware that he is a rookie, and a lot of times, you know, you get enthralled with the abilities, the skills, the youth, and then you realize, man, there's a lot more to the game at that position than just being able to tote the rock and catch the rock. And so I don't know where he stands, but bottom line is this is a very, 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 very important week for Damian Pierce. He is back on the practice field again, had a couple of runs today. I believe he had a catch as well out of the backfield, a little check down. The another thing, I think number two for me, Nick Caley saying he is going to be on the sideline, not in the booth. You know, I never thought about it this way until I just heard whoever was asking that question, their follow-up question or remarks about his juice and the vibe and the energy, right? All that we've heard about Nick Caley, the most consistent and the most passionate opinions are all about energy and vibe and juice and all this. It would have been crying shame if you'd locked that guy up in the press box.
It's true.
That guy's got to be on the sideline, man.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that at all.
If it's that important and if it's that big of a deal and that big of a part of what he is, he's got to be on the sideline. But I agree with him overall. All joking aside, like the ability to walk over, particularly CJ, I'm sure he's talking to anybody. I think the value of him on the sideline is he can go over and correct the tight ends and work with the tight ends as well as –
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, obviously manages staff, but I think it's a CJ play, man. I couldn't imagine calling plays for a guy and not being able to look that guy in the eye and that guy go like, hey coach, man, I don't like that play. Man, stay away from that one. Or me be able to see, like, in the moment, is he overwhelmed? Does he need me to settle things down a little bit for him? Is he ready to be all gas, no brakes? What are his emotions like? I couldn't imagine calling plays and not having personally that experience and relying on somebody else to give that to me. Number three, I think there was two different answers there on the new tight end, Harrison Bryant. I think he's got some experience there with him in the past and seems to be pretty high on Harrison Bryant's ability to come in here and fit in, be interchangeable at that tight end position for the Texans. So that's a big move there. And then lastly, the emphasis on the physicality of the offensive line. Boy, he laid that out there. He said that a few times, hadn't he?
Yeah.
He laid that out there nicely.
I think that's the big thing, though, after what happened with this offense last year, and now D'Amico Ryan's maybe taking more ownership of the offense and wanting it to be more of his style or what he expects. You obviously, with that hire, make sure that you bring in a guy that is going to fit that profile. So I'm sure Nick Caley has the same thought process as D'Amico and loves that physicality from his offense and hopes to see it. Yeah, for me, I mean, Damian Pierce agreed was the big one. I think Thursday, that joint practice with the Lions, which is a good defense and a physical defense, physical team, I think that will be a huge day for Damian Pierce. I've made it very clear many times I am a Damian Pierce guy. I hope he still makes it onto the roster, and I do expect that he will. But this is a big opportunity for him this week to actually be out there and try to showcase what he can still bring to the table because he just hasn't had the ability to do so. I mean, yeah. Lopez said earlier today, you can't make the club in the tub, and that's, you know, Damian Pierce has just not been out there. So it'll be good to actually see him get some run this week with the guys against somebody other than, you know, fellow Texans.
Yeah, it will. You know, if they didn't feel so strongly about Dare Ogunbowale, then I could see probably, like, I could lean into Damian Pierce 100% being on this roster. Like, I'm having a hard time reading the team. Like
they do love Dare.
Bro, but I mean, think about the dynamic early in camp. Like, one, you're early in camp. You're 5+ weeks away from a game, right? Your top two running backs are out. Or Joe Mixon is out and Chubb is really trying to learn the offense. And he's a veteran, proven guy. Like, that seems to be a scenario where you get Woody Marks, who you just drafted, Jawar Jordan. You get these young guys and see which one can really play this position, which one can retain and apply an offense. Like, which one of these? But instead, they're throwing Dare Ogunbowale out there getting the bulk of the work. Like, that is an interesting dynamic to me that I think changes the Damian Pierce thing. Do they know that Joe Mixon, yeah, he's injured right now. It's a little bit more serious than we thought, but he's going to be fine. It's going to take a little bit longer. And they're potentially willing to go Nick Chubb, Dare Ogunbowale, Woody Marks kind of rotation? Or is the Joe Mixon thing significantly worse than they thought? They don't want to use Dare Ogunbowale in that role, and Damian Pierce is a lock to be the I don't know. I have no idea.
I love Joe
Mixon. I have no idea. I think they can sit in a coach's room, lock the door, and justify going either direction. I really do. I believe that.
Yeah, I think the Mixon thing obviously plays a big role, and assuming he's not going to be available for a while, then that makes it easier to keep Damian Pierce, and he'd be one of the four running backs. But I also think that depth is important at the running back position, and they'll have a few guys on practice squad, of course. But because you're relying on two running backs who are almost 30 and both dealing with injuries here in the last 12 months, and if one of them were to go down, or God forbid both, I think Damian Pierce is the one that slots in the easiest compared to Woody Marks, who is a rookie and has some things to figure out, and Dare, who's more of that specialty back than maybe a true starting running back. So I think that's where the benefit of having a Damian Pierce could come into play if you ever find that scenario. But just having that depth in case there are more injuries for Mixon or Chubb throughout this year, because Mixon's already dealing with something, Chubb's coming back from an injury, both are a little bit older, and we'll see if they can make it through the entire year.